Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And it's lovely to have your company and lovely to welcome into the show a man who's got the name David Gower, named after the English cricketer, after a bet between his parents about the result of the 1995 Ashes series, how I understand. Is that correct, Mr. David Gower?
I'll take 95. You've taken 10 years off my age, so I'm happy to play on with that. 85.
Wow. Of course it was. 85.
Yeah, I'm nudging 35, but I'm happy to be 25 for this interview.
And you could have been Neil as well. Was that the other name?
Yeah, that's right. That's what Mum liked. So luckily in this instance, I think that the dad won out and the Pommies actually got it.
Absolutely. You'd be celebrating the last night. Was it the 100th game for your skipper, a 42-4 result?
Yeah, that's right. Gutho, he's full of energy. He's borderline annoying at times, but we're trying to make a really big point of making milestone games important. And, you know, Jai Field debuting for the club, he's trained really hard for us over the last few months, so we wanted to really make sure that he knows what it's about when you pull on a Parramatta jersey and that all the boys have got your back and are going to do everything they can for you in that, you know, in that instance.
Hey, what is it like playing with Mike Acevo? You talk about Gutho full of energy, but Acevo seems to be sort of on the other end of the scale, very shy, but gee, he can perform, can't he?
He's just pure brute force. He's like that at training. There's nothing worse. You're going in about 80% into a bit of a contact, a bit of a pose, and the big fella steams off the back fence, palms you straight in the face, and just hanging on for dear life. I'm glad he's on our team.
Hey, Dave, how hard has it been this year for you and some of the other guys that have sort of been in the squad and out of the squad just to keep fit and keep that match fitness given the fact that there's sort of no other games that you can be involved in at the moment?
Yeah, look, it's been a strange year, to be honest. It's been very difficult. You know, for me personally, I've just been training. That was actually obviously my first game since about March, since reserve grade round one. So, you know, all the training you do, particularly with the new rules now, it's a new game and it's a lot faster than it was before. So, takes a little bit to get going again, but you know, we've been training well, and Ryan Carr, our development coach, has been doing a really good job there, sort of priming us for our big session every week. He really gets us up almost to a game-like intensity, and you know, we've been challenging the NRL squad on a weekly basis, and I'd like to think we've been really helping improve the, you know, the whole squad as well.
Dave, can you feel something special brewing within the club? Is there something different about the way that, you know, you've come back since post COVID lockdown and just being that's something special in the air? Can you sense it?
Yeah, I think so. I think we sense it all pre-season. I mean, last year we had a decent year, obviously rebounding off our pretty ordinary 2018, and I think we sort of probably realised that we could have done a little bit better in the back end of the year there. Obviously we destroyed the Bronx, and then, you know, Melbourne gave us a bit of a hammering. I think we sort of turned up really a couple of solid additions in Madison and Regan Campbell-Gillard. They're both fitted in well, and you know, they've gotten a little bit fitter over the break. BA got them to lose a bit of weight, and you know, they're playing phenomenal since the turn. I think the belief's there. We got really good depth now. A lot of guys have played in and around that 100 game mark, and you got the old Silver Fox, Michael Jennings, out wide, who's just a wealth of experience, and he's playing sort of career best footy as well for us. So, and young Dylan Brown, cold as ice. He's got an amazing temperament for a young kid, and he's going fantastic as well.
And you mentioned Jai Field. For those of us who've you know, followed the Dragons around for a long time, he didn't quite get the opportunities, but he's always known how quick he is and what potential there is there.
Yeah, I think one of the boys joked about it during media during the week. He's torched the grade squad at training most weeks. He's just really quick, and you saw a bit of taste of that last night. You know, he gets a bit of space and he'll kick across field before you know it. He skipped three heads and he's fishing, putting someone through a hole. So, you know, I think the question mark was obviously going to be making sure that he defends well. And when you step into the grade, I think Mitchell just said, mate, we don't need you to do anything special. We just need you to do your job. And that's defend well, run the ball when your opportunity's there, and just feed your back rowers. And he did a really good job.
And is it right, this is your last season contracted? You're doing a lot of work in the athlete wellbeing space. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I'm a bit like, is it Johnny Farner? One last time? I don't know. I'm going to say never. One last year, I don't know. On a personal note, I'm not sure if I'll retire yet. I'll play for the next 4 to 6 weeks and see where I'm at, but I'm ready for whatever happens. But yeah, I'm very passionate about athlete wellbeing. I did a cert for in elite athlete wellbeing a year or two ago, and part of my role this year has been actually doing the New South Wales Rugby League Elite Pathways Wellbeing for our club. So that's 16s, 18s, 20s and reserve grade. And obviously with all of those competitions getting cancelled sort of in April, it's been a bit difficult. But, you know, Feeney and Jason Stewart, our wing guys at NRL level, and doing all I can. I think I had a bit of a unique journey in rugby league, and I understand uniquely what it's like sort of being on the fringe and the importance of education and another plan A is what I like to call it, instead of just only thinking about football as your only career. To have that second plan A and really strive for something as well as rugby league is only been a benefit for me, and I'm trying to pass that on to the kids.
And how is that received by the younger guys that only dream of playing NRL?
I think it's a bit of an eye-opener to start. I think, you know, kids grow up with stars in their eyes at times. Yep. But there's enough players now that have been around to pass on, you know, those key words of wisdom. But, you know, some kids don't want to believe it. They just think they're destined for superstardom. But the reality is, you know, I think it's about 49 games is the average NRL career now. I think, so if you get, you know, 4 years, I think, is the average time spent in a full-time system. So, you know, 4 years out of a 45-plus year working career is a really insignificant amount of time. Yep. So, and the amount of funding and, you know, everything that's available to us players now it's only getting better.
Great.
And it's incredible. It's changed significantly since I first came into grade. And, you know, for players that don't look at that aspect of their life and sort of at least put a certain level of priority on it, they're really doing themselves a disservice.
Great work, mate. That's so important.
Yeah,
to our
doing
industry.
A great job.
Well done.
Thank you, mate. And congratulations on the job on the field as well for the Eels this year.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.